Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, to the people, which number's more real? We're in a pennant chase. You're three games out. You don't have the tiebreaker, so you will need to go essentially four. But Fangraphs only gives you a 9.8% chance of getting in. Which is more real? We go to the people. We've hit the ticket text. Derek will bat leadoff today, 97.1. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show. I called a couple weeks ago and we talked, and I was just saying I thought that there was a good reason to be positive about the team. And after I was let off, I mean, you said that I vilified you guys, which I didn't vilify you. I was just saying what Scott Harris was doing. And Mike, you had a great line. At one point you said, no one's doing play it out radio, which was a good line, but that's exactly what they have done. And now we're talking baseball in September. And I have to say, I don't think it's been a wasted summer. I completely disagree with it, with you there. It wasn't a wasted fall and winter when the Lions went 9-8 and they missed the playoffs. But they did change the culture of the team, and you have noticed a change in this team since they brought the youth up. And, you know, Scott Harris deserves a lot of credit for that. And, you know, for example,
credit for what? Taking players he was handed and waiting as long as possible to bring them up? No, Derek. No, he does not.
Well, he deserves credit for signing somebody like Colt Keith and getting him for cheap as anything. He's 23 years old.
Right, he was already here.
You know, you brought up the point that he was terrible in the field. In the first 73 games, he was a 962. He's been 987 in the last 71, and he's at 974 for the year, and he's 1 point behind Bobby Witt Jr., and I'm sure they're not complaining in Kansas City about that.
No, because Bobby's the best player in baseball, but that's a great comp. Go for it.
But, well, he's 23 years old. He just turned 23 years old.
Right, so, but why are we talking about Bobby Witt? You don't have a right to bring up Bobby Witt's name in any discussion with Colt Keith.
I'm only bringing it up in reference to the fact that these guys, they're being brought up, and they're playing it out, and we are now talking about baseball.
So which number is more relevant, or do you just want to go over your phone call from 2 weeks ago? I can do whatever you like.
No, it's not my phone call from 2 weeks ago. It's exactly the same. I'm just saying that.
So what number is more real?
In terms of Colt Keith?
Let me step in. Derek, is 3 more real or is 9.8 more real?
They're both the same. We have an opportunity here, but they're likely not going to make the playoffs. It doesn't mean that it's been a wasted summer,
okay.
I guess is my point.
Okay, because So when I sit here and I say it's a wasted summer because you played a guy who openly helps the opposition all year when everybody with a brain knew Javi Baez never should have been here, that is wasting our time, Derek. That is a waste of our time.
Harris's fault. They owe him $75 million.
I don't care. Mike. You have one of the 7 richest owners in the sport. I do not care. It's not your money. It's not my money, Derek. It's not right to play a guy who openly hurts you. That's my point.
And now they've got Trey Sweeney in there, and they made that deal. And in addition to that, they've got 5 to 6 players in the top 100 that they didn't have before. And previously, so if Chapman were here, obviously Jung wouldn't be up, and he hasn't been lighting the world on fire. I admit that, but he's got a .342 on base percentage, and he's getting real meaningful at bats. And this team is playing together. You can't deny that.
No, that part I don't deny. My problem is when you have a collection of go to hell. I can't stand this guy. He's so annoying. Here's the deal. When you have a collection of pitchers who aren't going to be here carrying this thing, that's the focus. You have the number one pitching staff in baseball. How many of these guys will be here? That's been my point. And when you spend all season with a corpse at third base and Baez up and wasting Tarek Skubal, yeah, I'm sorry, they did waste our time. Okay. And you've made I don't need a crutch. We're good. The point I make
I'm not giving you a crutch. No, I was going to say, how do we get here, people? The topic is simple. Is it three games or 9.8?
It's not simple for a cultist.
So
again, every time he calls, honestly, he may be the founder of the 1901 Society, and I'm not interested in it.
Don't know.
And you want to sit here and talk about, it's not like we're being carried by Torkelson or being carried by Colt Keith in the last 15 days. Yes, Colt has gotten better. But the bottom line in all of it is, we wasted a year where we still do not have long-term answers at some of the most critical positions on this team. You wasted our time because you didn't do anything. And then you want me to sit here and get excited because Jackson Jobe's the number one prospect in baseball. Well, that's not on Scott Harris. Yeah. It's not.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Like, I'm not interested. This is what I said to you during the break. I go, you know what's fascinating to me? We ask a question, it's very simple, and two of the nine callers wanted to answer.
And that's why I'm trying to reel it back in. So it's not a crutch for you. It's, Kenny, that was one. And
no, it's not. No, that's not on Kenny.
Guys, let's just keep it very simple. Is it three games out, or is it your fan graph? They have a 9.8 chance of making the playoffs.
Guys like that's that the question. Do not want to accept the fact that this team didn't try last offseason. And I am bitter about that. And I'm upset about it.
Bobby,
and that's my point. Like,
how did we get here?
We got here.
It was rhetorical, Mike.
Ah.
Take a deep breath. As you like to say, everybody calm down.
It's this idea, again, when you look at sustainability of what we're talking about. No, it's witchcraft right now. It's NIU beating Notre Dame. It's fleeting. It's fun. And I hope they make it because it would be incredible. Like, think about a September where we're talking about, I don't care if they have no chance to win the World Series, that they got in. But when you're using bullpen arms that have no future and they're pitching like Greg Maddux,
bruh,
I'm sorry.
I got you. No, it's like in the tournament. They're like the Florida Gulf Coast. You're like, wait, are they just going to keep winning? Yeah. They just keep beating teams.
It's possible.
Right. And it's like, can they make it to the Final Four? And for the Tigers, it's can they actually keep on this roll and make it to the playoff? That's why I said three for me, because I'm going to admit it. I'm just going to enjoy this ride and see how far they can go.
And that's the perfect answer. But what I'm not going to do is this Flowers nonsense. No, I'm not going to give a GM a bunch of credit for openly not trying.
No.
Okay? And for the biggest thing to be Mark Canha, who you dumped. And then continuing to stick with Baez. And if I have to hear another fan apologize for a billionaire and protect their wallet, my head will explode. A real owner never allowed Baez on that field past 4th of July. Period. So I think I have a right to say you wasted so much of our time. That's why people weren't at the ballpark last night. That's why tickets are going for $4 on the secondary market. Yes, are positives there with the team? Of course they are.
Right.
But it's not this across-the-board thing where it's all in or all out. It is shades of gray. And I can absolutely identify positives. But Rico, I can't go where that guy's going.
Well, that's why I was just trying to reel the topic back before it goes off the rail.
Or you just cut the line.
You know what? I'm going to play the role of moderator here.
No. Amazing. David, you're the one. You're the one who put them in the system. Don't blame me. All right. We need both versions.
Poor cookies. Hide the cat.
David, I lean towards Rico on this. I do. I lean to the three games being real because I'm not convinced the Twins are going to turn it around because they're pitching.
So, and that's the thing. It isn't even about the Tigers. It's about the Twins is why you believe in the three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, for me, it's actually about the Tigers because they're winning and nothing's – they should not be winning like this.
It doesn't make sense.
But occasionally in sports, as you say, it's a game that happens that you're like, this is never going to happen again. And this run may be something that they do a 30 for 30. Maybe, you know, some sports writer writes a book about it 10 years from now saying, hey, remember that it's – are you witnessing history? You don't know. But this is a fun ride because there's zero expectations. Everybody wrote this team off. They just wouldn't die. They're like cockroaches. They just keep coming back.
No, you're right, because I gave up personally after the Padres series. I'm like, well, we kind of needed to win that. We didn't. It's over.
That grand slam by Parker Meadows didn't bring you back? Down 3-0 in the ninth, two outs. Grand slam to win the game.
No, because I keep looking at the Fangraphs number. No.
Okay.
See, I can't. I'm just watching. Like, and I said, if they get to three, they got a shot.
And that's why we led the show with it. Huh? I mean, I'm not writing it off. It's just... I had them at 85 wins for the season. It's going to really hurt if they finish like two games out of this.
And I think we have smart listeners. We're going to get back on topic.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.